Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone who knows him well, was talking to him today, played with him in college. His college teammate, Tyrone Pruitt from BC, talks Ryan Poles next on The Score. Tyrone, thank you so much for the time.
So I have a question. Are you guys pretty sold on Justin Fields?
It's a good question.
Yes.
What do you say we interview you?
All right. Yes, that's a sometimes useful exercise. Please put your hand down. Need to call
Tyrone. Did he? What would you guys feel about Eric Bieniemy if he became the new coach?
Then all of a sudden the interview starts. He asks some questions. You answer some questions. Then you start asking him the questions, and you flip it.
Now he's trying to impress you.
Turn it around on him.
Topsy-turvy, that.
Yeah.
We just lived it. We just lived it.
All right, well, Tyrone, if you think of anything else, or if you want to connect us with him, or if you want to add us to the group chat, or whatever the case may be, feel free to call back. But we appreciate the insight into Ryan Poles. All right, man?
No problem, man. I think he'll make some good decisions, man. He's a good evaluator.
Good to know.
That's the number one prerequisite for the job. Thank you. Tyrone Pruitt, his college teammate at BC.
But I mean, I was hearing Matt Nagy was a quarterback whisperer before he got there, no?
Probably my fault.
Come on!
We're doing the interview now, not you.
Yeah, Tyrone, we're not talking about old stuff.
Why are you bringing up old?
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
This often happens on the show where there's a level of discomfort among other people that I just don't feel or am not aware of. What were you guys concerned about Tyrone Pruitt revealing or exchanging or like from that interview yesterday? Do we think he was going to go over the line there in the group text? What's going to happen there?
I thought Shane was nervous that he wouldn't be a good guest. That, like, you're worried that you take a swing at a former teammate who's not a very well-known dude, and theoretically they're connected, him and Ryan Poles, and that he wouldn't have anything, or that would be a terrible interview or part of the show. That's what I thought he was nervous about. And it started a little bumpy, but then I had so much fun with that dude. I loved talking to that dude. So
Is that the concern?
Yeah, that was 100% the concern.
Okay,
Spiegs,
good.
Being a former producer, Danny, I know you can't relate, but Spiegs understands that feeling.
Yes, you take the swing and you're like, oh man, I hope this is worth it. And it was a joy.
And the variable of live radio, you can talk to someone, screen them out, you know, talk to them all day, then get on the air and you never know how it's going to go.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly. Like, we had two phone conversations, Tyrone and I, and he was great. And then, like, the first 2 minutes, guys, oh, this is going to be a dud.
Short answers.
Yeah, but he was great. I love Tyrone.
I love Tyrone, and Tyrone knows everybody. Tyrone knows Flores. He knows Jolon Dunbar. You guys know that Jolon Dunbar works right down the hall from Tyrone Pruitt? You guys know that?
Yeah, we learned it yesterday. Matt Ryan, the whole BC connection was represented.
Oh, and then Eric Abadu making an appearance right there. It's like, you can't use my phone. Danny, oh, man, I wish you understood anything.
Yeah.
No. About music, I mean. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. You can. I understand what you're doing there.
Yeah. No. That's true. God, it's so beautiful and so perfect and brought just a massive smile to my face. But here we are, man. Here we are, waiting on Ryan Poles, waiting on the man to make a decision, along with the five pack that includes George and Tanisha and Soup and Bill Polian and Ted. Right? Is Ted?
Ted? Yeah, Ted would be the fifth.
Boy. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Hey, we'll see. Now we got to know Ryan Poles yesterday. We know that he shows up for work early today. We learned that about him in the Gotta Go to Work video that they put out on the internet. And now, is it one of these three that he requested second interviews with? Does he expand the list? Does he let one of them get out the door today because Dan Quinn has other people pursuing him? Who knows? But he was a finalist for the Giants job. He was a finalist for the Vikings job. Giants go another direction. Bears don't let him go to Minneapolis. If Dan Quinn's going to get hired somewhere else this cycle, you might have to make this hire today.
Mm.
And can you talk to people? You know about the sequencing of the interviews today, right?
Yeah, I know that Quinn is interviewing right now. Quinn is interviewing right now. I think it began around 2 o'clock or so. Eberflus was first. Quinn is now, and then we'll see what happens after that, and we'll see how long these go. A lot of times these interviews will go very, very long, especially if they start, you know, having a serious dalliance here. But, yeah, you know, these are the guys that Poles said, yeah, if I got this job, I would want to talk to this guy and that guy and this guy. And that's these three from the list that the Bears had gathered anyway, from their first batch of interviews. So I can report that fairly definitively. Will there be more? There could be more. I don't know if there will be more. I know a lot of people would like to see more because you'd feel a little bit more like Ryan Poles is bringing it. But as you said, in transition, there are direct relationships and direct connections to these guys. And I Danny, you mentioned it too. I find myself ready for one of the candidates in a way that I didn't suspect. And we talked about it towards the end of the show, but like, I keep thinking about Dan Quinn. There's something about learning from it when you were real good the first time and then it fell apart. And if you are a self-reflective guy, if you are a thoughtful guy, then you can be a hell of a lot better that second time around. You know, like not everybody getting that job again is a retread who's just kind of like going to go out there and do what they do. There are certain people who are thoughtful, who are self-reflective, who can learn from mistakes and are looking forward to doing it the next time and doing it smarter. And I think we have some sound to back up that kind of conversation from Dan Quinn and just hear, like, because you asked me directly and it's the right question. How do we know he's not going to have the same problems that he had in Atlanta, where, you know, one good offensive coordinator got a lot out of Matt Ryan. Then after that, he chose poorly at offensive coordinators and things flamed out. And I think the answer is obviously we don't know, but clearly the man has thought a lot about it and grown from it. And that in itself is refreshing to me.
Oh, so let's hear it. Let's hear Dan Quinn. We're going to get to Dan Quinn coming up because he's interviewing right now.
Yep.
He is considered one of the hottest coaching candidates on the market. For me, it'll be two things. Well, it's maybe three. It's the defensive coach, because I want a secure plan for offense. Is there a lesser ceiling because of the multiple times? And you could pretty easily convince me that that's not the case. Sorry, Bill Belichick failed once before becoming the greatest coach of all time. So maybe there's still a high ceiling there. And there was a lot of game management stuff with Dan Quinn. Like, in-game, right, he's the architect of 28-3, and I went back and read an Atlanta Journal-Constitution article today that detailed some of the particulars of the in-game stuff.
Absolutely brutal. Yep.
And it was bad. It was consistently results-over-process-based and faulty logic, and that stuff drives me insane. But you can learn from it. So Dan Quinn, in his own words, what he learned. He's interviewing with the Bears. He might be the top candidate. It's next on The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Chicago Bears, that feels to me, just general feel, like the closest to getting done. Two strong candidates in the building today. One is Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, who we just mentioned, also in contention for the Jaguars opening. That is one. And then Dan Quinn, who is a really strong candidate as well, coveted for a couple different jobs. He is in the building in Chicago also. Jim Caldwell, the former Lions head coach, was in the building yesterday for a second interview. Those are the finalists. So presumably now that the Chicago Bears have a general manager in Ryan Poles, he conducted yesterday's interview, going to conduct these interviews today. A decision should be coming soon, hopefully for all of us, for the Chicago Bears.
That's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Dan Quinn, as Matt Spiegel is reporting, is interviewing right now, his second interview with the Bears. He interviewed with the Giants. He has a second interview scheduled with the Broncos, reportedly, this week. This is an in-demand coaching candidate, and as we saw with Ryan Poles, it was his second interview. He had a second interview scheduled in Minneapolis. You couldn't let him leave once you decided that you wanted him. So just based on the timeline of how they got the general manager, it feels like, and I understand that Poles is doing this interview, whereas George and Polian were leading the interview for the GM, it feels like it would be a big risk to let Dan Quinn leave Halas Hall today if you think you want to hire him in the future. Is that a fair way to look at this?
Yeah, it's sensible. It certainly is sensible. I don't know Poles' urgency. You know, I don't know exactly where he is in terms of what he wants. As I said, I've been told that there still might be another person or two that comes in. But it is dangerous, and it certainly fits what the Bears have done to just not let your guy leave the building, from what you're saying. Absolutely.
So this is Dan Quinn when he got the Dallas job, and it's a little longer, but we think it's worth playing here. Go ahead, Speaks.
Yeah, just wanted to set it up a little bit. He got fired after 5 games in his final year in Atlanta. So he didn't sit out the season after that, but he sat out the rest of that season in Atlanta and had, you know, 3 months off that he doesn't usually have off. So he had a lot of time. And this is as you say, from when he took the Dallas job, after he had been able to review the tape of the team for a couple of weeks, and he finally met the media. He met the media for about 30 minutes, but this is him talking about what he learned, yes, from his time off after it went bad in Atlanta.
What did you do the couple, 3 months between Atlanta and when it ended there to when you got here?
Phew. Well, a lot, you know, because during that time, I wanted to do as big an after action on my own self to make sure, you know, what could I learn from things that went well and things that didn't go well. And so I wanted to kind of do a 360 on the whole process first, you know, from the scheme side. So that included, you know, defensive cut-ups from 2013 to 2020. And that brought me into some of the system changes that I wanted to implement on the next lap around. I didn't want to just do a rinse and repeat. And so that was a big piece of what I wanted to do. The second part, you know, after the scheme piece, to say, you know, what other things can I, you know, develop from my own self to say these are some things that I also ask players, I ask coaches, hey, man, if there was a, you know, one thing that you'd like to see, I wanted real feedback to say, you know, I want it like right between the eyes, give me, you know, your vision, your truth. And so a lot of those conversations were good and they've helped me already, you know, starting into this job. So I did a lot, you know, to try and make sure as the defense coordinator, opportunities were going to present themselves that I would have, you know, be a better version of me as opposed to just right at the end of the season, you're going into the next lap and, hey, this is the system, this is how we're going to go. So it allowed me some time to study teams. It allowed me some time to study some offenses. And at the time, it was painful to go through, but I would say looking back now, it was some of the most rewarding time because you just don't get to generally do that type of deep dive and background on yourself. If, you know, season ends, you're here, usually your combine, and then you go. And so for me, having those couple of months to reflect and say, what'd you like? What do you want to do better? And now you can apply it. That was a pretty cool time for me. I wouldn't recommend doing it, you know? But I would also say it was really valuable for me.
What was the best thing you heard from somebody that either critically or complimentary?
Yeah, I would say, well, like most of us, you're probably looking for the critical things first. And don't spread yourself too thin. You know, like a lot of us, you know, I like solving problems. And I think as a head coach, you do that. And I can help with that. And I can help with that. And hey, I can help with that. And so I just wanted to make sure, like, as I was heading into this one, man, just, you know, the best thing you can do is to help this crew and this group as opposed to taking on too many things. Sometimes I think when we spread ourselves too thin, and here and here and here, then like, hey, man, keep it really tight. And the things that I, you know, can impact the most, obviously, here is the defense. And so I want to make sure just that's where my time and my focus goes to.
A lot of times
it came from a good place, I guess, to try to help and do the other things. But at the end of it, I want to make sure, like, hey, man, just keep it right in the middle.
Were you committed to getting back into the league right away versus or were you just open to it? Or was there, what was your thought process there? Because some people like to get away for a whole year.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That wasn't, you know, an option for me. Like, I absolutely love what I do. And so, you know, it wasn't going to be a matter of you take a year off and come back to it. That wasn't the space I was in, maybe because I had those couple of months to reflect and dig deep on the things that I wanted to. But it hadn't crossed my mind not to. I think what I learned the most about my life is, like, I like to do hardship with a group of people, and I like that more than anything. And so standing right on it at the games on the line, 30 seconds left, like, I love that more than anything. And so not being a part of that connection and being a part of the team, that was as hard as anything of being out. And so I love that more than anything, and that's why I coach. I love teaching, but doing hard things together, man, and you went in when the game's right online, like, I love that more than anything. And so that's why I do what I do, and I love, you know, helping develop players. So it was never a, you know, something that I didn't want to continue to do.
Dump him?
Dump him. I'm glad that was in there, though, because I wrote that down. I wasn't sure how far Tanny was going to take
it. Dump him.
But I love that. That's what he likes to do. I like to do really difficult crap with a group of people. That's what I like to do. But yeah, so what do you think of Dan Quinn talking about his few months away there?
I think it sounds exactly like what you would want them to say. It has a little of the What's the worst thing about you? Oh, I just care too much and I just try too hard. I just try to do too many things. And so I got spread too thin. Like it, there was a big long profile piece that I was thinking about of Mike McCarthy when he was out in Green Bay, where he's like, I took a year away and I brought in Jim Haslett and I brought in, it was somebody else. And we just like hunkered down in my basement and we watched film and we revolutionized the position and we thought of all of these things and we did all of these things. And it largely proved to be nonsense and not true, because he was the arrogant guy. He was the, I'm a highly successful football coach. I know how to win in this league. And so being humbled and then truly addressing your flaws and coming back stronger the next time,
yes,
is about as valuable as anything that you could do. Did he really do it, or is he paying it lip service? We have no way of knowing that because he was the defensive coordinator in Dallas, and now we'll see if he is when he gets a head coaching job, whether it's here, Denver, or somewhere else.
I really do believe that he did do the kind of inward work that you dream of somebody doing, that Belichick did after Cleveland, you know, that some of these guys get an opportunity to do. And I think he's got the personality and the leadership style that we quickly learned, or I guess maybe not quickly, but we eventually learned that Matt Nagy did not have. You know, this is a guy who is beloved by coaches and players alike and can communicate in a very specific way. There's some incredible quotes from Micah Parsons about working for him and stuff like that. But more than anything, this is what you get when you pick a guy who is mature and thoughtful and introspective who's done it before. There's the stat that always used to get thrown around, how the Bears hadn't hired a head coach with previous coaching experience since Patty Driscoll in the 1930s, right? And then they did it with John Fox, and that understandably left a terrible taste in people's mouths because John Fox just rolled out the headsets and did what he always does, you know? And it's like, and he didn't show that he'd like learned anything or picked anything up from other failures or anything like that. I don't think that's what this situation is. I think he got an opportunity here for a guy who has learned from failing and probably would have a guy on headset managing the clock now. He didn't in Atlanta, but John Harbaugh does now. Everybody does now. I think he would have a guy helping him with game management and clock management now, because he's looked at those blind spots and figured out what the problems were, not just with scheme, but as a head coach. So I'm intrigued by him, and I didn't expect to be at the beginning of this process.
Yeah, I'm intrigued as well, especially compared to the other finalists. There are definitely people I would like more than him, but of the three finalists, he would be my first choice of Eberflus, Quinn, and Campbell. What the hell's going to happen with Sean Payton in TV? Troy Aikman leaving Joe Buck, Al Michaels, Amazon, or Monday Night Football, plus a Nickelodeon broadcast? Would it help baseball? Richard Deitch next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.